I want to tell you about an event coming up June the 4th. This is always a big time deal. It's a Saturday. Going to be at the SIU Arena. It is Chef Clash. And this is like a battle of Southern Illinois chefs. And I've got some ladies in here to talk about this. I've got Jolene Fallett to start off. Hello, Jolene.
Good morning, Kent.
Good morning to you. Who'd you bring in here with you today?
I have Amy Simpson from Gumdrops and Diane Dougherty from St. Francis Care, the two charities that are going to benefit from our event this year.
Gotcha. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. So, Jolene, this was formerly known as 100 Men Who Cook, correct?
Correct.
All right. So now we've got Chef Clash, and you can go to chefclash.com, and this will all be up at our website, too. Tell me about this event. What are you guys going to do this year?
Well, it's going to be very similar to the 100 Men Who Cook event in the past, but we are now First Mid Illinois Bank and Trust, so we've got a new name for our event as well. We will have 100 chefs preparing their best dishes in every category, entrees, appetizers, desserts, you name it. Everyone there will have an opportunity to sample as many of those dishes as they care to. Your tickets also include beer and wine.
Wow.
So it is a great event. We'll have a live and silent auction, and it is all to benefit these two wonderful charities.
What a great deal. This is just like a big festival of food in the arena, but there's also some bragging rights here for the guys that are competing here.
That is correct. There will be a winner in each category. As I mentioned, we have entrees, desserts, breads, appetizers, soups and salads, and desserts. So each one of those categories will have a winner, as well as an overall winner for the entire evening.
Okay, so real quick, what is Steve making?
He is making zesty Italian beef.
Zesty Italian beef.
Yes, it's okay. Spicy.
And a little kick to it.
Yes.
Now, when he does Italian beef at home, does he make this at home? Is it like a family favorite?
It is a longtime family favorite.
Now, I don't want to give away his secret or anything like that, but I'm curious, like, is this in the crock pot? Is this in the oven?
Actually, it's both.
Oh, my.
See, yes, now it is quite a process.
Now I got to go. I got to see what this is about. I want to try Steve Fallett's zesty Italian beef. What does he serve it on? Can you say that too? I'm curious.
Well, normally we would do a normal, like a big Italian beef
roll.
But for this event, because we're sampling, we'll just do a slider.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Because they got to make it for, to serve 100 people?
100 people, right.
All right. So this is the deal. June the 4th at the arena, it is Chef Clash. You want to be there. Go to chefclash.com. Can folks still, I'm sure we can get a ticket, right?
Absolutely. Tickets are available. You can call First Mid Illinois Bank and Trust, any local office, or Gumdrops, or St. Francis Care, and we will get you set up as well.
And there's probably, can you get a table? Like, say, my company, I want to bring my whole crew here.
Yes, you can get a table for 8.
Great.
Or you can purchase individual tickets.
I love it. And this includes everything. You just show up. It's like an all-inclusive vacation. You just show up at the arena on June 4th. It's the food. It's your beverages. And it's just a good time had by all. And I want to talk to you two ladies, too, here real quick. First off, with Amy with Gumdrops, can you tell me a little bit about this? I know folks may know some of what you do, but maybe not the scope of what you all do with Gumdrops.
Gumdrops is a weekend backpack program that feeds about 1,600 children from Pinckneyville to Metropolis every weekend through school.
All the way, all over Southern Illinois.
Yes.
So they need food.
Yep, to help them get through the weekend because they have free and reduced lunches at school. So they have breakfast and lunch. So we try to help out that way.
I've met your husband, Ron, over at the Pavilion a time or two. Did you guys just start this? Like out of your...
It started out of our home back in 2008 with 12 children.
And now you got over 1,200.
Well, 1,600.
Okay. My goodness. You know what's crazy to think is that there's that many kids that were hungry. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a sad fact. In the United States alone, there's 17 million children that go to bed hungry every night.
Really?
Yeah. So this is our small way of giving back and trying to help out.
Well, that's awesome. And is it gumdrops.com or what is your website? Do you have one going on?
Yes. It's gumdropskids.org.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Probably Gumdrops was already taken.
It was.
Gumdropskids.org. We'll get you in there and you find out more about Gumdrops. And with St. Francis Care, Diane, I mean, this place, it's all over social media and everything. But what do you do for folks who may not know?
Well, we're honored to be a recipient. I've been involved in every 100 Men Who Cook from the beginning, and this is such a great event. Raises great money, and with Gumdrops, we're very appreciative to be chosen by First Mid. But we are a no-kill animal rescue. We are a low-cost spay-neuter clinic. We adopt around 80 adoptions a month of dogs, cats, kittens, puppies. We do 140 surgeries a month of spays and neuters. So we're really helping the unwanted animal population in Southern Illinois.
Well, hats off to you. And I know it's a full-time gig right there.
It is.
Two wonderful organizations, and I you got to go. It's June 4th. You got to get your tickets at chefclash.com. You find out everything you need to know. It'll be on our website. Jolene Fallett, thank you for being in here today, too. And all you ladies, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Ken.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Ken,
for giving us the opportunity.
Well, I tell you what, you're on with Tom Miller, like, right now on WJPF. That's why I just got told. It's like, hey, get these ladies down here.
Come June 4th.
At the SIU Arena. It is Chef Clash with New Country Z100.